Your face cracks into a mad grin. It's too late. You are already hers. You are. And you have been for some time now. Hers.
I see. So you are my master. Very good. Shall we return home, master?
Hold it. This isn't how I wanted to establish first contact with another dimension. But back away from him. He is my test subject, and I have guaranteed him my protection.
This no longer concerns you, Spellweaver. You promised that you would bring my master to safety after your exchange was complete. And nowhere is safer than his true home. I shall take over from here.
True home? Wait, how did you know that? I said that before I opened the portal.
And what kind of servant would I be if I were not privy to my master's thoughts? Your role is finished, Spellweaver. We shall be leaving now.
Not so fast. As I said, he is under my protection.
Do you mean to oppose me?
If you mean to abduct him, yes.
But you have such a keen mind, Spellweaver. It would be such a shame to ruin it.
Hey, say something. Do you actually want to go with her?
Yes. Gods, yes. You never wanted anything more. You ramble out a long string of consent, pleading with the Lich to let you go with the creature. Your home is out there. Your real home.
Are you certain about this? This is irregular, to say the least.
Delay us no longer. You have his answer.
The Lich hesitates for a moment before finally nodding and snapping her fingers. The magical restraints keeping you bound to the table vanish in an instant. The amorphous maid smiles at the sight. Purple tendrils extend from her puddle of mass, reaching towards you and scooping you up.
Thank you, Spellweaver. Please accept my apologies for the hostility. I was simply unsure as to your intentions. Once my master is settled in and recovered, I would be happy to meet again and sate your curiosity.
Yes, well, I would appreciate that. Farewell, I suppose. Do take good care of him.
Indeed. Come, master. Let us be off.
Your maid carries you through the portal and... Hey! Wait! Where are you going? Are you actually going with her? Are you sure about that? That carries certain risks, you know. Just being near her could... Oh. You've already gone insane, haven't you? I see. When you stare at that void, it stares back, I suppose. I guess this means the game's over then, isn't it? I can't even follow you back to her dimension. This isn't exactly the prize I intended for you, but, well, where or whenever you're going, I hope that you'll be happy.